Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Sa pinakahuling pagsusuri na pag-alaman na patuloy ang pagbuti ng cancer survival rate sa Australia habang bumababa ang antas ng mga cancer diagnosis. Ngunit ang pagbaba ng antas ng mga namamatay na kalalakihan ay mas malaki kung ihahambing sa antas ng mga kababaihan. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Tina Quinn na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Simula ng dekada 80, patuloy na ang pagbaba ng antas ng cancer sa Australia, kung saan nakikita ang pagpatuloy ng pagbaba ng antas sa kapo-diagnosis at mga namamatay. Naitangi sa Cancer in Australia 2021 ang pinakahuling report mula Australian Institute of Health and Welfare ng ilang mga dahilan sa pagbaba. Simula 1960s, bumaba ang antas ng mga naninigarilyo habang tumaas ang antas ng early detection. Salamat sa mas pinabuting mga pagsusuri o screening para sa cancer sa bowel, breast at cervical. At dahil mas bumuti ang pagpapagamot at gamot, napabuti din ang prognosis. Ngunit may isang nakababahalang statistic. Habang mas maraming mga kalalakihan ang namamatay sa cancer kung ihahambing sa kababaihan, nagkaroon ng mas malaking pagbaba sa cancer death rate para sa mga kalalakihan habang di nababago ang antas para sa kababaihan. Si Dr. Karsten Palm, ang direktor ng Head and Neck Surgery sa Chris O'Brien Lifehouse, isang not-for-profit integrated cancer treatment center sa Sydney. Maaaria niyang may ilang dahilan sa likod ng datos na ito.
There are a couple of reasons why that may well be. And one of the most common cancers in women is actually thyroid cancer. And we're seeing a huge increase in thyroid cancer diagnosis. And that is really picking up a lot of incidental small little tumors because of a lot of ultrasonography that's performed in the head and neck for various ailments. And if you look at the cancer statistics, you know, thyroid cancer is kind of going through the roof. And I guess the corollary with that is those cancers do really well. People do extremely well with those type of cancers.
Ayon kay Dr. Karsten Palm, di lamang ang thyroid cancer ang may malaking pagtaas sa diagnosis sa mga kababaihan. Ang mga tinatag na oral cancers ay nadadiagnose particular anya sa mga mas batang mga kababaihan at patuloy ang pagtaas ng antas nito. Si Dr. Justin Harvey, ang head ng Cancer and Screening Unit sa AIHW at isa sa mga may akda ng nasabing ulat.
The historical smoking trends for males and females have been quite different as well. So for males, there's been large decreases in smoking rates for quite a long time, whereas for females, those decreases have been more recent in more recent years.
Ngunit ayon kay Dr. Palm, ang magtaas ng antas ng diagnosis ng cancer sa dilay walang ganong kaugnayan sa paninigarilyo.
We have seen a significant increase in tongue cancers developing in young women, and that's been replicated all around the world. And certainly at our institution at Lifehouse, we have seen that. You know, young women, 20, 30, in their 40s, turning up with a tongue cancer without any obvious risk factors, such as heavy smoking or alcohol abuse. And the reason why that is happening is still quite elusive. Tongue cancer, being a rare cancer, an uncommon cancer, would certainly account, you know, for potentially some of those statistics.
Habang di naniniwala si Dr. Palm na maaring iugnay sa paninigarilyo o malakas na pag-inom ng alak ang mga dahilan sa pagtaas ng tinatag na oral cancers sa mga mas nakababatang kababaihan, di rin siya naniniwalang may kaugnayan ito sa human papillomavirus o HPV.
So what we can say definitely is that tongue cancer in young women is not related to the HPV virus. So one of the cancers that is related to the HPV virus, and this is often a little bit difficult to understand, is what we call oropharynx cancer, or cancer that occurs in the tonsil or the back of the tongue, which we call the base of the tongue. You know, the tongue that we all see when we look in each other's mouth is really the oral tongue or the mouth tongue, the anterior part of the tongue, whereas the back of the tongue you don't see. And that area has a specific predilection for a human papillomavirus infection and developing human papillomavirus-related cancers. So categorically, the cancer that we talk about in young women in terms of tongue cancer is not related to the HPV virus.
Sinabi ni Jed Kearney, ang Shadow Assistant Minister for Health, na sa pagsusuri nakikita na mayroong bahid ng paggiling o yung tinatag na gender bias na nagaganap sa sistemang pangkalusugan ng Australia.
We've been working on data that shows that generally speaking, women are often more likely to be undiagnosed or underdiagnosed. They come much later to diagnosis. Some diseases, for example, women are diagnosed on average like 8 years later than men. So that there seems to be a real, perhaps a bit of a gender bias happening in the health system with women, where women need to catch up. And this is a concern, and it's something that we are very concerned with and would like to look at. And it would be very good if there were health policies that specifically look at how women are diagnosed, how they're treated for health conditions, and how we can get better outcomes for women in the health system.
Mayroong kasalukuyang pagbabahala na maaaring lumawak pa ang di pagkapantay-pantay na ito o GAP. Dahil ang ulat na ito ay base sa mga datos na nalikom hanggang katapusan ng taong 2017. Mahigit 2 taon bago nagsimula ang pandemya na nakakaapekto o nakaapekto ng husto sa serbisyong pangkalusugan. May mga indikasyon na naapektuhan ng paghihigpit bunga ng COVID-19 ng mga serbisyo at mga nagpapabook para breast ultrasound, mammography, breast MRI at colonoscopies. Base sa mga nakikita, ayon kay Dr. Palm, may sapat na ebidensya ng isyong ito'y di lamang sa Australia, kundi sa iba't ibang bahagi ng mundo.
You know, an interesting statistic is that when you look at waiting lists to get into ENT clinics in the UK, you know, it's frightening. You know, one of my fellows has just told me that in his local trust, there is a waiting list of 35,000 people in getting an ENT clinic appointment because of COVID. And, you know, I think there's no doubt that those kind of challenges are going to be replicated in Australia. So I think COVID is clearly going to have a significant impact.
Babala ni Dr. Paul, maaaring may katagalan bago makita ng husto ang buong epekto ng pandemya sa mga cancer diagnosis at pagpapagamot. Hiningan ng komento ang Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt sa naging resulta ng pag-aaral. Hanggang sa pagsusulat ng ulat na ito, wala pang tugon mula sa kanyang tanggapan.
Comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.